Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Betty Crocker Diabetes Cookbook, Great Tasting, Easy Recipes for Every Day, brings the familiar, practical Betty Crocker approach to the everyday challenges of cooking with diabetes in mind. Rather than focusing on deprivation, this cookbook emphasizes flavor, variety, and realistic meals that fit into busy schedules. Readers can expect guidance that aligns with common diabetes-friendly eating goals, such as balancing carbohydrates across the day, choosing smarter fats, and building plates with vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. The book is designed for home cooks who want dependable recipes and clear structure, including options for breakfast, lunches, dinners, and snacks, as well as family-style dishes that do not feel like separate special diet food. It also supports meal planning by offering ideas that help readers stay consistent, which is often the hardest part of managing blood sugar through food. Overall, it aims to make healthier cooking feel normal, approachable, and satisfying. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical diabetes-friendly cooking framework. A core value of the cookbook is its everyday framework for eating in a way that supports blood sugar management without making meals feel clinical. The recipes are built around the idea that consistency matters, especially with carbohydrate choices and portion sizes. Instead of pushing extreme restrictions, the book emphasizes balanced plates that combine fiber-rich vegetables, quality proteins, and measured carbohydrates. This approach helps readers reduce blood sugar spikes while still enjoying familiar foods. The Betty Crocker style also favors clarity and repeatability, meaning recipes are intended to be easy to follow and reliable, which supports long-term adherence. For readers newly diagnosed, the structure can reduce decision fatigue by turning abstract nutrition advice into concrete meals. For experienced readers, it can refresh routines with new combinations that fit common diabetes goals. The broader takeaway is that managing diabetes through food is less about perfect rules and more about building patterns that are sustainable. By presenting meals as normal, satisfying home cooking, the book helps readers shift from a mindset of avoidance to one of smart selection and planning. Secondly, carbohydrate awareness and smarter ingredient swaps. The cookbook encourages readers to become more intentional about carbohydrates, not fearful of them. In practical terms, that means choosing carbohydrates that bring more nutrition per bite and pairing them with protein, fiber, and healthy fats to slow digestion. Many diabetes-oriented cookbooks highlight simple swaps, and this book follows that tradition by leaning on whole grains, beans, vegetables, and fruit in sensible portions. It also supports reducing added sugars and refined starches through recipe design rather than relying on specialty products. Readers will find that small changes, like using higher fiber ingredients, adjusting serving sizes, or boosting vegetables, can make familiar dishes more blood sugar friendly. This focus is especially useful for households where one person has diabetes, but the whole family eats the same meals. Instead of creating two separate menus, the recipes aim for broad appeal with modifications that keep taste intact. The key skill the book reinforces is ingredient literacy, learning to recognize where carbohydrates hide and how to rebalance a dish so it still feels comforting and complete. Thirdly, everyday meal planning from breakfast to snacks, consistency across the day is a recurring theme in diabetes-friendly eating, and the cookbook supports that by offering options that span breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. Having reliable breakfast choices can help prevent starting the day with a sugar crash cycle, while balanced lunches can reduce afternoon fatigue and cravings. Dinner recipes can then focus on satisfaction and family appeal without turning into a late-day carbohydrate overload. Snack ideas matter too, because they can either stabilize blood sugar between meals or unintentionally add extra carbohydrates. The book's everyday orientation is valuable for readers who are not looking for occasional special occasion dishes, but rather a repeatable weekly rotation. It is also helpful for planning grocery shopping, since a consistent set of ingredients can be used across multiple meals. From a behavior perspective, meal planning reduces impulsive choices, which often leads to higher carb convenience foods. The larger benefit is that readers can build a rhythm that makes diabetes management feel like part of normal life, not a separate project that requires constant willpower. Fourthly, cooking methods that preserve flavor while reducing excess calories, a common barrier to healthier eating, is the belief that flavor depends on heavy sugar, salt, or saturated fat. The cookbook counters this by emphasizing techniques that keep food enjoyable while supporting weight and blood sugar goals. Strategies often include using herbs, spices, citrus, and aromatics for intensity, choosing leaner proteins, and relying on roasting, grilling, sautéing, and slow cooking to develop taste without excessive added fats. Many home cooks benefit from learning how to build flavor in layers, such as browning ingredients for depth, using broth or tomato-based sauces, and adding crunch with nuts or fresh vegetables instead of fried coatings. This matters because weight management can improve insulin sensitivity for many people, and cooking methods are one of the easiest places to reduce energy density without shrinking. The practical result is meals that feel hearty and comforting but are structured to fit common diabetes nutrition targets. By focusing on technique and smart composition, the book helps readers avoid the trap of bland food that leads to abandonment of healthier plans. Lastly, making diabetes-friendly food work for families and real schedules. One of the strongest benefits of a mainstream brand cookbook is its attention to how people actually cook and eat at home. Diabetes management does not happen in a vacuum. It happens in households with different preferences, time constraints, and budgets. The book supports a family table approach by offering meals that are recognizable and broadly appealing, reducing the social friction that can come from separate diet food. It also acknowledges busy schedules by favoring straightforward recipes and everyday ingredients, which helps readers keep momentum during stressful weeks. This is important because the best nutrition plan is the one you can keep doing. When recipes are too complicated or rely on hard-to-find products, consistency breaks. The cookbook's practical orientation can help readers create routines, such as rotating a few dependable breakfasts, packing balanced lunches, and building dinners around a template of vegetables, plus protein, plus a measured carbohydrate. Over time, those routines can improve confidence and reduce anxiety around eating decisions, which is often a hidden challenge for people trying to manage blood sugar. In conclusion, this book is best for adults managing type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, or insulin resistance, as well as caregivers and family members who want to cook supportive meals without making the household feel divided. It can also help anyone who has been advised to watch carbohydrates, reduce added sugars, or improve heart-healthy eating patterns. The benefit to a reader's life comes from turning abstract nutrition advice into doable meals that fit normal routines. When breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks are planned with balance in mind, many people find it easier to maintain steadier energy, avoid extreme hunger swings, and stay consistent with health goals. The cookbook can be worth buying compared to similar diabetes books because it emphasizes practical, mainstream home cooking rather than niche ingredients or overly restrictive rules. The familiar Betty Crocker style prioritizes clarity, approachability, and repeatable results, which matters for long-term habit change. If you want recipes that feel like real food, work for families, and support day-to-day diabetes-friendly choices, this book offers a grounded, kitchen-first path to better eating. If you would like to support Betty Crocker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.